For some folks, it makes a big difference whether you say X is different from Y or X is different than Y.
I have trouble with this one, too. Different from, different than. How long have we been confused?
Well, we've been using both for 300 or 400 years at least. We've heard from some listeners about this who are concerned about different than and say, that's just not good English. I looked online and the language was even stronger than that. People saying, this is a gross mistake when people use than.
Yeah.
The issue is that some people think it should be different from because it is a question of exclusion. It's not a question of degree. So if things are different, you're excluding everything else. Now, the thing is that
I knew you were going to say that.
Speakers have been using different from and different than since the 17th century. And in British English, speakers have also used different to. Mm-hmm. So we've got three different prepositions happening there. With a noun, many speakers will use either one. So you'll get something like a psychologist's view will be different than an economist, or a psychologist's view will be different from an economist.
Yeah.
I can say either one. I have to say I don't have strong feelings about this.
See, but you're a college professor. You get to say what you want to, and the rest of us get criticized. But you make things okay for us, Anne.
Although sometimes I get criticized and people say, I can't believe an English professor said that. But what's interesting is that even the folks who say you should use from rather than than sometimes have to use than. And an example would be the campus is different than it was 20 years ago. You can't say the campus is different from it was 20 years ago.
True.
When it's a full clause,
yes.
You have to use then.
I think I understand that. Hey, here's one we see in the news. Someone went missing. Why wouldn't we say someone is missing?
I've been hearing about this a lot for the past few years. I went and looked at Grammarphobia, which is a nice blog by Patricia O'Connor and Stuart Kellerman. And they talk about this construction. It's a British English construction, so to go missing. Americans seem to have started to get concerned about this around 2007 or so, saying, why is everybody saying this? Turn up missing actually is much older, goes back to the early part of the 20th century.
It is.
But this is British English coming into American English.
But if you're missing, how can you be turned up?
You just can.
I guess. Well, Anne, as always, thanks so much.
Thanks, Rena.